Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are recording now, and the subject of today is the verb sentences. The verb sentence is a sentence that composes of three things. When you do something, when you what? Do something. So you do a verb. Do verb. So you do eat, you do sleep, you do... You can change your position if the light is bothering you. So you do eat, you do pray, you do something. Okay? So when you do something, okay, who does it? There is the doer, which means who did the verb. So do verb is do something. And then the object is what is being the thing that was the verb was done on. So done on stuck like the thing, the verb was done on. Okay. So we have, for example, Saeed ate the apple. So if we say Saeed ate the apple. All right. Saeed ate the apple. Are you taking notes? Who can translate this to Arabic? It is akala sa'idun at-tuffahata. Akala sa'idu at-tuffahata. Akala Sa'idun al-tuffahata. Okay, watch out. Let's classify here. So what is akala? Is it verb? Akala is the verb. That's right. Sa'idu at-tuffahata. Sa'idu is the subject, right?
Yeah.
Because he's the one who did it. At-tuffahata, the thing that was eaten, the object that was eaten. Which is the object. Okay. The subject, there's fatha here. The subject will be always marfu', right? So the subject will always be marfu'. And the object is always mansub. You see? Now, the sign of marfu', so it is classified as subject, and subject is always takes the marfu' form, and the sign is here, dhamma, and the sign here is fatha. The sign is dhamma, the sign is fatha. You got it?
Yeah.
Huh? Maryam?
Yes.
You got it?
Mm-hmm.
So, this is... It's very important that you understand that the verb, Sa'id, is marfu' and the tufaha is mansub. So, it is very important to understand that the subject is marfu' and the object is mansub, because it's very important in understanding the Quran. In Surah Al-Muzzammil, for example, in Surah Al-Muzzammil, Assalamu alaikum. Sit, Banat. One more copy. In Surah Al-Muzzammil, Al-Muzzammil, Allah says, Asa, it says fa'asa, so there's fat here. So fa'asa, fir'aunu, ar-rasula, fa'asa, fir'aunu ar-rasula. If you read it wrong, You say fa'asa. Let's make it different here. If you read it wrong, you read it fa'asa. Fir'auna ar-rasulu. You see? There is a big difference here in the meaning. It's really, really a huge difference. Okay, and the first one, who is the subject and who is the object?
Fir'aun
is the subject. Fir'aun is the subject. Rasula is object.
Yeah.
Subject and object. On the other one, on the second sentence, which one is the object and which one is the subject? Huh? The second one is the... This one is the what? Rasulu is what?
Subject.
How do you know? Because, exactly, because of the Dhamma. Fir'auna is the object. How do you know? Because of the Fatha. Right? So what would be the meaning of the first one? Who disobeyed who? Fir'aun disobeyed the Prophet. Is that right? Make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about the second one?
The prophet.
The prophet disobeyed Pharaoh. Okay? And of course, the one who disobeys is the bad guy. So the bad guy is Pharaoh. The Rasul is the good guy. If you flip it, then the bad guy is the Rasul. Pharaoh is the good guy. Which is, you see how huge difference it is? The huge difference? So this one, so the first one, so we have here one and two. So one is the Pharaoh. I don't know if this is the correct spelling of the Pharaoh or not.
F-E-H-A-R-O-A-A.
The Pharaoh disobeyed the prophet. In the second one, the prophet disobeyed. The prophet disobeyed the Pharaoh. So that's number one, and that is number two. So this is the meaning of number one, and this is the meaning of number two. You got it how important it is to figure it out? The Quran is always like that. You know, this is repeats in the Quran in so many places that if you don't pay attention, you get the meaning the opposite way.
Same term.
You got it?
Yeah.
I'm going to quiz you. I'm going to give you an example of
whoa.
Take one, pass it down. Took me 10 minutes to get
you
to come on time.
No. This is mine, this is yours. The one that has the holes is mine.
Wow, you're so bold.
Okay. So based on that, let's do an example using Nabil and Saeed. We say, Daraba Daraba Nabilu Saeeda. And then we have ضرب نبيل سعيد. نبيل and سعيد. Okay. Now in the first one, who is the bad guy?
Me.
Nabil. The first one, is Nabil hit Saeed or Saeed hit Nabil? Yes, how do you know?
Because
of the Dhamma, mashallah. Perfect. So this is the subject.
And then I hit him sadly.
Saeeda is the what?
Object.
Object. So, Nabil is the bad guy, Saeed is the victim. Okay? Now, ضرب نبيل سعيدة or ضرب نبيل سعيد. Now, this becomes the subject and this becomes the object. You see how it works?
Oh my God, that's so wrong.
So here, Nabil, Nabil, the bad guy Nabil, hits Saeed. And then the second one, Saeed. Saeed hits Nabil. Saeed hits Nabil, and Nabil hits Saeed. Okay, so you can see it reverses. So, who is the victim here? Here, this is the victim. And here, Nabil is the victim. You can't do this in English. This is not doable in English. In English, the one that comes first, in this case, is the subject, and the one that comes next is the object. So, in English, this can't be done because the first is always the first is always the subject, and the second is always the object, right? So if I ask you to do the same thing in English, you can. Because in English, you can't have marks. You don't have marks. Well, just want to let you know in English, I don't know about Spanish. So,
it's impossible.
All right. Now, let's look at the example and the notes, and then it says the first example. What is قرأ حميد قرآنا؟ قرأ حميد قرآنا. So, what is the verb?
قرأ.
قرأ. Well, who is the one who did the verb?
Hamid.
Hamidu. And what is the subject? Qur'ana. That's right. All right. Now, we moved into lesson number 10, which is the tense. So we're done with lesson number 9. We're moving to lesson number 10, which is the tense.
Tense.
Yes. Tense is the... And before we get there, let me give you another example. Let me give you another example. If I say the good guys or the Muslims defeated the kafirs. If I say that, the Muslims defeated the kafirs. Okay, I'm going to give you the words and I want you to put it in the defeat. You know what defeat is? It's hazama. The Muslims, we know, Muslim. And the kafir is kafir. Now let's put it in the right form. So how do you put it in the right form? Remember, this Muslim is what? Singular, right?
Yeah.
We want to make it plural. So how do you make it plural? Because it says Muslims. Huh? Okay, so we have two choices. We have Muslimin or Muslimun.
Okay. I think it's
Muslim. And kafir, we have kafirun and kafirin. Let's make it standard. Okay, kafirun, kafirin. The what you said, kuffar, is right. But I just want to use the standard form. I don't want to use the
irregular.
So, all right. So, what do you choose from here? Okay. From Muslimun and Muslimin, which one do you choose? No, not eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Who is the subject to here?
The Muslims.
The Muslims, right. And the subject is what? Marfu' or mansub?
Marfu'.
Marfu'. That's right. Okay, hold on. This is plural. Standard plural. Okay? Standard plural. So, which one is the form of marfu'? Muslimun. Masha'Allah, Maryam. Takbir. Masha'Allah. So that's marfu' form. And what is the mark? What is the mark that shows it's marfu'? It's not the dhamma, it's the
special.
No, it is the waw. Right? Because waw. Sign is waw. This wall here. This here is sign of what? Sign here, this is mansub. And sign is ya. Here we say sign is waw. Okay. So, apparently, this is the subject. So, this is correct. This is not correct. Right? Now, let's move to the second one. Kafirun, kafirin. Which one is correct? Kafirin, mashallah, Maryam, you're so smart. Kafirin. Why? Because it is mansub. And the sign is ya. Then it is the object. It is the object. And this is wrong. So this is right. And this is wrong. Because it is, this one is marfu', and sign is waw. You got that?
Yeah.
All right. So it's not always dhamma and kasra. It could be yeah and waw. All right. So I'm going to give you another one. But with double, not plural, like this one. So, if I give you another example, what can you tell? When it's 10:05, yes, it's the banet. Okay. If I give you another example, and I want the same example, but instead of group, then do we say the? If we put here two Muslims defeated two kafirs.
Yay! Victory!
The two Muslims defeated the two kafirs. The two Muslims defeated the two kafirs. Okay, then the two Muslims, how do you do that? How do you make it double? Musliman, mashallah. So takbir, Nabir is doing excellent. Musliman. All right, how about the other form, which is the mansub form? So how about the mansub form?
The mostly
the mansub form is muslimain, right? Muslimain. All right. How about what is the two forms of kafir? Two kafirs, double. Kafiran and kafirun. And kafiran or kafirin. Kafirain. Let me make sure. Put the ya, put shadda. Here, so that you get it right. And here, there is kafiran, kafirain. Okay. So Musliman is Musliman or Muslimin. This is the subject. So the subject is marfu' or mansub?
Marfu'.
So which one of this is marfu'? That's right, Musliman, inshallah. So this is marfu'. This is the subject. So it is marfu'. Sign is al-alif. So, what is the sign here of being marfu' is what?
Alif.
That's right. Now, the other one, which is the object, is it kafirain or kafiran? Kafirain, mashallah. Because it's the object, and the object is what? Mansub. And the sign is ya. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. So we did it on single and double. You see how it works?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah,
Farhan.
Yeah.
Farhan, come on now.
See,
if you do like this, you would be fine. All right. Now let's do it with one. Let's do it with one only. So if we do the same thing, but with one. So with one, we just remove the S and remove the two here. So, all right. So what would be the mark on Muslim? Huh? So, al-Muslimu or al-Muslima?
Yeah.
No. We have two choices here. Al-Muslimu or al-Muslima. Okay, which one? Al-Muslimu, mashallah, Maryam. You're so good. Because that is what? Subject, sign is Dhamma. Now, Kafir we have two choices, Al-Kafiru and Al-Kafira, right? Farhan and Nabil. Al Kafira. Happy, yes. He's too much happy. Al Kafira. So, which one of those we pick? Al Kafira. That's right, mashallah. Because it's an object. And the object is. Sign is Fatha. Sign is Fatha. Okay. Okay. Now, the kind of the tense of the verb, we have three forms. We have past, present, and future. Okay, today we'll start the past. The past, go ahead. The past is a sign of the past is always fatha. The sign of the past verb is always fatha. Always fatha. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So when I say daraba, darabu, and darab, which one is the right one? Daraba. Right. Okay. If it is salla, salli. So it is salla. That's right. So it is always fatha. You cannot confuse that. Okay. Okay. How about if we make it a double form? If we make it a double form. So it would be darabani. Right?
Yeah.
Or daraba. So we have daraba, and if we make it double, this is single. If we make it double, we say daraba, daraba. Okay, so that is the double form. The double form always has what? Has alif.
Yes.
It always have alif. Always has alif. You can also say daraban. You can always say daraban, okay? It has the alif. The Arab used to, you know, drop the noon just to make it easy with the pronunciation. So instead of saying daraban, they say daraban. Okay? So it is not always adding alif noon. However, if you add alif noon, which is the standard way, I am not going to hold it against you because I'm just teaching you standard Arabic right now. I will relieve you from the irregularities. So what time is it now, Mr. Bennett?
It is.
So then the last thing is the plural. So in this case we say barabu. Okay, or you can say darabuna. Okay, this is the sign. You don't say darabuna actually. This is the sign of the this always has alif. Always has alif. Usually we don't use this. Usually we use that. You see? So, but it's always have alif. All right, as usual, you are going to go online and download the homework and solve it.